On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with a serious alert from the SA Weather Service. Forecasters have issued a level 4 warning for heavy rain and thundershowers across KZN today. Sihle Dlamini has added that thunderstorms could become severe over the southern region, driven by strong winds, lightning and large hail. He's urged residents and motorists to take care.
These advise that to take caution and avoid travelling on bridges or low-lying areas, as these might be susceptible to flooding and there might be sinkholes over those areas.
Gauteng police have appealed for calm following the death of a 9-year-old Alexandra girl who is suspected of suffering food poisoning. The child is believed to have eaten contaminated snacks from a local spaza shop on Saturday.
According to a report, the police in Alexandra responded to a call regarding a mother and her two kids who were experiencing stomach aches. Regrettably, the 9-year-old was declared dead while the mother and the 4-year-old are still in hospital.
Police spokesperson Demakatso Neverulwi says they're still investigating the cause of death.
A team of police investigators in collaboration with health experts and other role players will be investigating the allegations made concerning the food consumed by the victims before falling ill. An inquest case is currently being investigated.
Health officials last month said that pesticide poisoning was responsible for the deaths of 6 children in Soweto. Investigations are underway to determine whether there is a connection between the chemical and the spaza shop where the children bought their chips. Now, there's been increasing frustration in Spain at the authorities' slow response to disastrous flash floods, which have so far killed at least 217 people. Most of the victims were in Valencia, where thousands of extra troops have been deployed to help with the recovery operation. In one devastated town, the king and queen were met with angry crowds who pelted them with mud and shouted "murderer." Recovery expert Christina Vano has been helping identify bodies and cars. She believes the number of dead will continue to rise.
We're in the point that we're counting in hundreds. My mom's been helping the army. She's a doctor. And she was like helping with, you know, counting bodies and everything. In 6 hours, they got 80 people.
Eclipse courtesy of Sky News. And Coldplay's Chris Martin has fallen through a stage trapdoor while performing in Australia. The 47-year-old plummeted through the hidden door backwards when he was on stage at Melbourne's Marvel Stadium. Clips of the incident have been widely shared on social media.
That's not planned. Thank you for catching me so much. Thank you, guys. Holy shit. That was the YouTube moment.
He told fans that it's okay before continuing with the show, apparently unharmed. Just last month, pop singer Olivia Rodrigo also fell through the stage while performing at a venue in Melbourne. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg 22. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.